Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. We have two new first-time guests on the show today. In one case, we'll be talking about what to do about anxiety, specifically the things that might be associated with our current predicament, the close quarters, the helplessness, and other factors. And the second guest will talk about how to improve our oxygen uptake and why we should care about that. Sounds like it might be a calmer show than last week's Sardi shakeup. He got people fired up and in a couple of cases stepped on some toes. Well, I have to say the fan mail that this show receives keeps me going and is a powerful motivator. But a couple of listeners were kind enough to write and tell me specifically what they disagreed with in last week's show. I also need that kind of feedback. Now, 7 months or so into this pandemic, there are still more questions than answers. And it may actually be years before we definitively know the answers to those questions, if ever. And there's a fine line between being ahead of the pack and being off track. We try to stay in the ahead of the pack area, but it could be that sometimes we stray over that line. And if so, I apologize and we'll try to rectify it. Skip pointed out that contrary to what Bill Sardi said, Sweden has fared far worse compared to its Scandinavian neighbors, and that the death rate per capita is close to Italy's. He said Slovakia was doing well because they wear a mask, but also they did a thorough lockdown very early on. So that just points to the fact that there are so many factors involved. It's complex, and it depends on where you get the information, when you get it, situations change, and what is the perspective and the frame of reference you're using when you decide which numbers to use. And the blog this week was the first installment of a COVID-19 update and summary. Covered case numbers, censorship, death statistics, distancing, elderly. Those are alphabetical, and next week cover the things you really want to know about: the gloves and masks, medications, natural remedies, testing, vaccines, ventilators, that kind of thing. A reader, Tom, commented that on that blog that depending on how you add up the numbers, the number three or the number one cause of death in the U.S. is various aspects of medical practice added together, and that's not only not on the front burner with our leaders, it is not even on the stove, I don't think. So priorities are an issue, and what we do on this show is hopefully keep you well enough that you are protected from all of those things and whatever's going around. Please stay tuned.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Just a couple more points. One of the things that Bill Sardi said was that 80% of the people who have died from COVID-19 would have died anyway. The way he said it may have sounded callous, and I don't think he meant it that way at all. I've seen virtually that same information said in the same way on network TV shows. It's just the fact that because of the underlying conditions and elderly people have more of those, they tend to be the ones that don't survive the disease. And we will try to always help keep people from having those underlying conditions. But I discussed the elderly issue in the blog this week, and in the newsletter there were some bonuses, by the way, about, of course, there's always the joke and the quote, but also I talked about the negative ion generator, which is something that's good to have all of the time, but now is protective because of the problem of airborne viruses. In short, Bill Sardi wants to challenge us, not get into politics for its own sake, but to protect us. And if some of what he says sounds like it's far out there, just remember that what Henry Kissinger said, even a paranoid can have enemies. And there, a conspiracy theory often turns out to be a proven conspiracy. And just because we're too early, that doesn't mean it isn't right. And I don't want people to lose faith in Bill Sardi because he is an absolute genius, brilliant on health, and he gets passionate about things, and he does do an awful lot of research, but he looks at sources that we don't see, and I do think that he's almost always right in the end. I've watched this for years. He just gets there ahead of most people. And in the archive of last week's show, I put a link to Joseph Mercola article on nebulizing hydrogen peroxide. So do go to that. And one thing I should mention, that in the section of the blog this week on censorship, I told you how to get a free e-copy of a great book. It's called 16 Fascinating COVID-19 and Spanish Flu Mysteries, How to Easily Prevent the Next Pandemic. It's been banned on Amazon, which I think is really sad because it's going to keep some people from staying alive with the information that they would get. But you can go to the blog and check the censorship chapter, and I'll tell you exactly how to get that book. Nice man. he's much more interested in getting the word out than he is about the money he's losing by not having it for sale. So he's giving it away free. My first guest is Josephine Atluri. She's a certified meditation teacher, and she'll help us deal with the anxiety, all of the frustrations, close quarters, and other factors associated with the pandemic. And she gives group and individual meditation classes. She has a podcast called Responding to Life, and I'll give you some more of her resources here shortly. Good morning, Josephine. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Marnie. Thank you so much for having me.
I want to start with something really basic, because sometimes people have a knee-jerk reaction when they hear a word. For example, back in 1998, we haven't been on that long, when we moved from this show from a oldies but goodies station to a Salem Christian station, the program director advised me not to talk about anything wacky like acupuncture, because that was associated with Eastern religions. I didn't pay any attention to that because I knew that acupuncture was based in science, or at least science has validated it, and that it's about the energy pathways in the body. But when some people hear meditation, they have the same reaction, that that's some kind of Eastern voodoo thing. How is that different than prayer? Or is it?
Well, that's a great question, and I do get that a lot. I guess I would describe it being different from prayer in that there isn't a deity that you are using your words to go towards, such as you do with prayer, and instead, the difference here is that it is just a matter of sitting in silence and just tuning into yourself, really. And with the similarities with both is that you are sitting in silence and becoming, they're both very meditative. Prayer can be in that respect. I grew up Catholic, and so I'm very familiar and can resonate with many instances when it feels like prayer, but that for me would be the big difference, is that I'm not using the words that I'm calling to mind to go towards a spiritual being per se.
But I would imagine that in a meditative state, if you transitioned into prayer, you're probably going to do a better job because you have tuned out all of the distresses and the interruptions and other factors around you.
Yes, that's a fantastic point. It really is a great segue for many things, but definitely as well for going from that meditative state into prayer, because you are much more open to really hearing what is happening in the world and within yourself. And that does make for a great state of prayer.
And there are lots of studies I know on meditation and mindfulness, which is not, it's more just how you approach daily life, but effects of those on our physical health. You want to say something about how it benefits us? Other than reducing what seems like a stressful anxiety state, what about the physical effects of meditation?
It is a great point, and that is one of the points that I use when I'm trying to teach people about meditation and mindfulness and how it can help them. So essentially what's happening is you are transitioning what's happening in your brain. So you have the side of your brain that is in a fight or flight response, and then you have the rest and digest response. And you can't be in both. right? So when you're in a state of stress, and that doesn't mean that you have to be like you're fighting off a tiger or anything. It could be something as simple as reading something in the news that can really put you in a state of stress. So when you tap into the meditation, when you do mindfulness, really what you're accessing is the power of your breath. Because to move from one state to the next, it has been proven and shown that using a slower and deep breath can move you from that state of fight or flight and move you back into that rest and digest. And the thing with being in fight or flight is because the body is trying to conserve energy to keep you in this survival mode, it shuts down so many of the systems within our body. The first one being our digestive system, which is why that second part is called rest and digest, because as soon as you can move back into a state of relaxation and calm, then your digestive system starts to work again. And so with meditation, you are able to use your breath to move from stress into a state of relaxation.
Well, every condition that I have studied, somewhere in the studies and the discussion, it says that stress is a contributing factor. So I think we should know by now that continual stress is not a good thing for our health. In the second half of the program, we're going to focus on breathing per se and oxygen levels and so on. And when we come back with my guest, Josephine Atluri, I want to ask about how to put some of these principles to work in today's environment. Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wittekin.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from HBNShow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome the gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest, Josephine Adlory, is a certified meditation teacher, and I put in the archive of today's show a link not only to her site, but to her free sample meditations. I know I need help in that department. I have tried, and I sit still for 2 minutes, and then I'm in a meeting or I'm writing the newsletter in my head. And so I think that would be a good place to get started. Before we get into some other, I think, important questions about how to cope with what's going on, and then if we have time, fertility issues, because you also have quite an interest in that. Please confirm for me. I don't think I ever kind of finished off that question. You don't, in order to practice meditation, you don't have to give up any of your Christian beliefs or do anything weird and mystical New Age. Is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. In fact, one, you know, you're going into oxygen levels on the other part of your program. Really, what I like to teach when I'm teaching people who are new to it is simply just doing a breathing technique. And by doing that, you are meditating. You're just sitting there and you're doing a breathing pattern. So whether you're counting your inhale and exhale, or you're flowing it into a continuous pattern, just by sitting there and focusing on your breath, you are meditating because you're tuning into the present moment. And when you look at it like that, you aren't praying to another deity. You really are just tuning into what's happening into your body. So that is the essence of meditation, and it is not at all tied to any religion.
Well, and you're actually making better use of what God gave us. So I think it's a spiritual thing to do as well. How do you stay connected with others during isolation? And you say remain connected with your best self. What does that mean?
Well, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic and quarantine, we were really just running on, we were just trying to survive. We didn't know what was happening, and we were doing the best that we could do within our family lives, our work lives, and that made our self-care, made it take a backseat. And now that we're continuing on with this, we don't know how much longer this is going to be. It really is time to return back into a focus on our well-being. And that's what I mean by tuning into our best self, which is really being able to take care of ourselves so that we can continue on this long journey. You know, we went into it kind of like a sprint, because we thought, okay, we'll just get through this and then it will pass. But now it's turning into a marathon. And in order to prepare for a marathon and go through a marathon, you really need to sort of pace yourself, but you also need to take care of yourself. And for everyone, it looks different. So, you know, if it's for some people, it's reading a book. Others, it's trying out meditation and doing a breathing technique. Other people, it's working out. I mean, everyone has their own way of taking care of themselves. But I do urge people, especially with my clients, my meditation clients, to really try to do it at least once a day, even if it's just, like you were saying, just 2 minutes. If that's all you can do, well, at least you've had time to tune into yourself and take care of yourself so that you can perform better, both in your family life, in your work life, in every aspect. And then to your second question of how to remain connected with everyone else, you know, when you're holed up in your home, we have the benefit of technology, which is fantastic. So I'm sure everyone by now is familiar with Zoom calls and other, you know, using FaceTime and all of those things. And so I would really try and incorporate that maybe at least like once a week, just to check in with someone. And that way you can still feel a connection with others, because as humans, we are social creatures, and it can feel tough to want to do that right now, especially because it's just such a stressful time that you feel like you might not have the energy to talk to someone. But if you can just reach out, just maybe even just once a week to someone, whether it's a phone call or if it's a Zoom call or if it's just hopping outside and doing a socially distanced face-to-face, then you'll start to at least feel like you have some semblance of your old life where you were connected to a bigger picture versus just now being in this sort of bubble of your own life. And that provides you with just a feeling of connectedness, of some sort of purpose.
Yeah, and more of a sense of normal, which ought to be reassuring. In mm-hmm. the information of your information packet, you mentioned affirmations. And when I see that word, I may be like a lot of other people who used to watch Saturday Night Live, and Stuart Smalley always had an affirmation, and the end of it was, "And gosh darn it, people like me," or something like that. Tell us a little bit about how to use affirmations.
I remember that, watching that. That's funny. But essentially, it is kind of like that. And I myself, because I have, you know, I have anxiety, I use that for myself in terms of when I feel myself about to spiral into negativity. Say I've read something in the news that I shouldn't have, and it just makes me feel overwhelmed. I will use a simple statement. So it's basically, I am, and then whatever word it is that you need in order to support yourself, empower yourself, comfort yourself. So, for example, you would say, some of my favorites right now are, I am safe, I am healthy, I am calm, I am loved. And then I just repeat those over and over to myself. And I can do it in a meditation, but I certainly don't have to. I can do it, sometimes I do it right before I'm about to go to bed, and I just am a little too worked up, and I need to settle into sleep. And that just, you know, saying that to myself reminds me that all of those things that I just said are true. I am healthy right now. I am safe. I am calm, and I have love in my life. And so it's just a matter of giving yourself some support and some strength when you need it. And in fact, I use it with my kids. I have 5 kids, and I ask them to give me an affirmation. But with them, I use it as a way to build up their confidence. So I ask them to tell me something about themselves, to whether or not they really believe it at the time, and it allows them to really just boost that idea in their minds. And they say it by saying it over and over again, you know, every day, they'll start to latch on to the idea of, yes, I am smart, or I am brave. And that's how I like to use affirmations. It certainly does not have to be in the meditation.
In the beginning, there was the word, and words can reprogram your subconscious. So it really does make a change, and we shouldn't make light of it. It really can be very useful. What advice do you have about maintaining a relationship in close quarters and not driving each other crazy? You must have a lot of knowledge on that with all those children around the house. We only have a minute left, but give us your best shot.
Yeah. I would make time in your schedule to reconnect with everyone in the house. Everyone's busy on their own thing, on their own computers, with their own work or school. So just set aside a time at the end of the day where you just recap and get to enjoy each other's company without necessarily going bonkers with being in each other's faces.
Well, I invite everybody to go to your website if they want information. If your fertility plans have been put on hold because of the pandemic, there's information there about that. Free meditations monthly, and a guided 15-minute meditation with Zoom every Wednesday. You're helping a lot of people I know, and I appreciate you being with us, Josephine Alt at Lurie.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Trace minerals are nutrients that we need only in tiny amounts. However, they have a big impact on health because they are required for hundreds of important enzymes and processes in the body. Selenium is one of those amazing trace minerals. It is needed for thyroid hormone and is a part of glutathione, the master antioxidant. It also helps zinc become more usable, and it keeps toxic mercury from accumulating. Read more about selenium benefits in the library on hbnshow.com. Unfortunately, because of modern farming methods, there is less selenium in food. Not all selenium supplements are equally effective. Gero Formulas studies the science and uses the forms of nutrients that do the most good. Host Marty Winneken takes Gero Selenium Synergy. It contains a highly effective form, methylselenocysteine, plus three other nutrients that help selenium promote antioxidant protection against free radicals. Ask for Gero Selenium Synergy at your favorite natural food store. Visit Gero.com. That's Jarrow.com for high-quality, innovative health formulas.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Oh, we had a little scare there. We thought we weren't going to be able to connect with my next guest, but we did. Mira Patricia Kerr is the co-author of Take a Deep Breath, and she had previously written best-selling book Big Yoga and Big Yoga for Less Stress, because she realized that not everybody looks like what you usually see in the commercial for yoga stretch pants. Some of us are larger than that and may feel that we don't qualify, and we might get to that at some point. The current book, Take a Deep Breath, is an important one. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. It's nice to be with you.
Well, as we talk about on this show, the most important thing to being healthy and staying alive, for that matter, are electrons. We need to have those flowing through our body and powering our individual cells. Next most important is oxygen, and only after that, water, and then down the line, food. So oxygen must be pretty important. You want to give us a quick primer on what oxygen does for us before we talk about how we can get more?
Well, oxygen fuels us at a very subtle level. And the, I come from a yoga background, and the yogis believe that inside the oxygen is something even more subtle, which is called prana. prana is the life force of the universe. It's what keeps us alive. And so the oxygen, basically, it refreshes the blood in simple terms. It keeps the blood from getting stagnant. And so the more we breathe deeply and keep ourselves well oxygenated, the healthier we will be.
Oxygen just kind of powers all of the biochemical activities in the body, but one of the important aspects is that it's the tool that your immune system uses to clean up problems. So
exactly.
I think right now, while everybody finally has discovered that they have an immune system and they want to optimize it, we have more reason than ever to talk about oxygen. And breathing is kind of a puzzle because, on the one hand, we are programmed to do that without any conscious control. It's automatic. But on the other hand, I find myself, if I get stressed out, usually toward the end of the day, things have built up, I find myself holding my breath, which is very counterproductive to finishing out the day in good shape. Why is there this contradiction where we start stopping a process that should be automatic?
Well, because when the breath stops, the mind can get quiet and it can focus on things rather than scattered thought with many thoughts going on at the same time. So when we're focusing on something challenging, yes, we have a tendency to just stop breathing because we want to slow down the mind so that it can really focus. Again, going from the yoga tradition, the yogis say that if you can control the breath, you can control the mind. And that's why yoga is so popular, because everybody's freaking out.
Well, in the first half of the show, we talked about meditation, and I asked, I have been really fortunate over the years. There are only three times I can remember that somebody called the radio station and complained about the show. One was it from the content of it, definitely sounded like it was coming from a drug company that didn't like the competition. In another case, I had thoughtlessly used a common phrase describing a doctor who was not following the standard of care cookbook, and I said he was off the reservation. Now I realize that that is a racist comment and not something that our Native Americans want to hear. And the third time was that I had dared to mention yoga because this caller was so devoutly Christian that she was pretty sure that yoga was the work of the devil. Would you like to address the need for having to change your belief system in order to do yoga?
Well, yoga is not a religion. I want to make that very clear. Yoga is a tradition of practices that help to calm the mind in order to really realize our true nature, which is peace and contentment. And the techniques have nothing to do with religion. It's very closely associated with Hinduism, just because it comes out of India, and that's the primary religion in India, but yoga itself is not a religion.
Well, a lot of things come out of the East, and spaghetti originated in China. That doesn't mean we have to pick up Chinese beliefs in order to enjoy pasta. We just have to overcome our fear of carbohydrates to do that. I know that when people have lung disorders, whether it's brought on by COVID-19 or by COPD or emphysema, that kind of thing, it greatly impacts in a negative way the rest of their health and their quality of life. And can breathing exercises, like we're going to talk about in this next segment, can that help people who have lung disorders?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The problem with people with lung disorders is they tend to, because they're afraid of getting out of breath, they become less likely to exercise and move their bodies. And that leads to deterioration. And then when they do move their bodies, they get out of breath even more quickly because they're out of shape. So it's really important to keep the body moving in order to keep the diaphragm strong. The diaphragm is kind of the key muscle that allows breath to be either deep or shallow. And if you want to have nice deep breaths, you've got to have a strong midsection. You've got to have...
You go ahead and finish your thought. Yeah, well, use it or lose it, it sounds like. And
yeah.
If a person who smokes cigarettes, can they, doing these exercises, can that help them kick the habit?
I believe it can. But quitting smoking is not an easy thing to do. It's very hard. But I believe, one of the ways I quit smoking myself, when I was younger, you know, I was back in the days when we didn't, I mean, we all knew smoking was bad for us, but the tobacco companies kept saying, oh no, it's healthy, it'll calm you down. So
I'll hold that thought, if you would, please. Mira, when we come back, we'll pick up there. And I just want to remind people that there is a link to the book, Take a Breath.
If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannnutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
When we were going to break, first I had to interrupt my guest, and then the clock, which doesn't seem to be working in my studio here, cut me off with a commercial. So let's try this again. My guest is Mira Patricia Kerr. She's the author, co-author, along with Sandra A. McClanahan, M.D., of Take a Deep Breath. And the subtitles are What to Do to Improve and Expand Your Air Capacity Naturally and Safely, and also A Simple Exercise Guide to Increasing Your Oxygen Uptake. I noticed that you have a section in here on prevention of respiratory infections. You have a lot of really good advice in there, and it includes sauna and take vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. So we're on the same page with a lot of these things. I interrupted you as you were explaining how you quit smoking, which is a tremendously important thing for people who want to live longer and live better.
Well, I was actually on the road. Back in the day, I was in a band. And we were on the road. It was actually an all-female band back when that was very rare. And we were traveling around, and I had just bought a juicer. And I took it on the road with me, and every day I would do some juicing. In fact, and then I got a cold, and I wasn't really hungry. I had a terrible sore throat. And so I decided to just fast on juices for a couple of days until my body started to heal itself. And at the end of two or three days of fasting on these vegetable juices, my cold was gone, and I had lost the urge to smoke, because I think what had happened was those toxins, the nicotine that was in my body that was causing the craving to smoke, were eliminated by the fasting. So I highly recommend doing a little juice fast and saunas. You know, if you can sweat it out, that's also really helpful.
Well, tell us about these exercises that are described in the book. I'm sure people need to have the book to have the full guide, but just give us a sense of what they're like.
Well, initially, the first part of the exercises is joint work. It's actual movement exercises rather than breathe. It's a breathing exercise as well, because you're breathing and moving at the same time. And it's a simple, let's say you're working on the elbow joint. You stretch the arm out on the inhale. You exhale as you draw your fingers up towards your shoulders. And you do that several times, maybe five times. Slowly, methodically. So it's a mindfulness exercise in a way, because you're using your mind. It's very calming to the mind. It's reoxygenating the blood, because you're doing these breathing pulses in and out with the movement. But additionally, you're strengthening your muscles. So the first section is all about strengthening the joints and keeping them flexible. Then there are some exercises that are done standing for more strength, and these are based on some simple yoga exercises. And again, so you're strengthening the body so to prepare for deeper breathing. And then later in the book, there's exercises of more of a relaxing nature, where you're lying on the ground or on your bed, or you could even be sitting in a chair, and they're called restorative poses, where you hold a pose for a long time, and you're kind of propped up so that you're in a similar pose to a yoga pose, opening up the lungs, opening up the chest area. And then finally, we get to the actual breathing exercises. And some of them are just simple, slow, deep breaths, breathing from the diaphragm, breathing all the way down to the base of the lungs, letting the belly expand with each inhalation, filling up the low belly, the mid chest, and the upper chest, and exhaling from the upper chest through the midsection all the way down, and really emptying out the low belly area so that the bottom of the lungs really get to release the old spent breath. Because often we do shallow breathing, and we're not really emptying out the bottom of the lungs where, we want to keep the lungs fresh. Then there's another exercise called Nadi Suti in yoga. It's alternate nostril breathing, and this helps to calm the nervous system. And then there's a more strenuous breath, which may be challenging for people initially, but it will also help to strengthen the diaphragm, which is a rapid, sometimes it's called breath of fire in some traditions. It's called bellows breath. So think of a bellows just pumping in and out, and that's a very energizing breath. And all of these different exercises will increase blood flow to the heart and increase awareness and refresh the brain. There's so many benefits in deeper breathing.
Is there an ideal time of the day to do the exercises?
Right now. Now is the ideal time. I like to do my breathing exercises in the morning because if I don't do it then, I might skip it.
But you could probably wait about 5 minutes until the show is over. We'll say that. There is a link to the book on the website, hbnshow.com. Click listen on the menu and then select today's date out of the archives. And if you want to know, yes, we get something from Amazon. About every 2 months, I'll get a check for $15. So it's not that we're doing it for the money. We're trying to make it convenient for you. Please stay with us. More to come.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the hbnshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Last week, we got a request from somebody that wanted to know how to get the newsletter if they don't have a computer. Well, I'm sad to say that it's only an electronic newsletter, but I do have an idea. Surely you know somebody in your building, in your family, that does have computer access, and they could get the newsletter and print it out for you. That's about the only thing I can say, unless somebody wants to volunteer to start a little side business printing the newsletter for people. I don't have the bandwidth to be able to do that. And not everybody can do the webinars and so on that sometimes come up. And on the website, hbnshow.com, if you click on events, there are a list of the stem cell events that are coming up. And there actually are two coming up this next week that are in-person seminars, but on the 15th of September at 4 p.m., there is a live phone seminar, which anybody with a phone can participate in anywhere in the country, actually. And the phone number for that, if you write this down, 339-207-6131. And you can learn all about stem cells, which are truly an amazing gift from God. Well, this is Labor Day weekend, Labor Day coming up, and yes, there are mattress sales, so that's the good news. The bad news is people go out on the lake, drink, and drown. Don't recommend that. If you're on the water, wear a life vest and watch the alcohol consumption because it interferes with your judgment. And if we have sunshine, remember to not get a sunburn. The other big problem is the inclination to have parties and to go out and celebrate. And we do know that these get-togethers where you have people who are not in the same household getting up close and personal, especially if they don't have masks on and they're indoors, turn into super spreader events. If you're outside and keep a distance from people, not nearly as much of an issue. So we want to have everybody back with us next week, just learning how to prevent disease, not needing to find out how to treat something they picked up over Labor Day. So we want you to have fun, but please do take care of yourself. And don't forget to go to hbnshow.com, sign up for the newsletter, and look at the links in the archive so that you can keep up with our guests. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for telling your friends. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.